Today on More to Life, Tax Day. Let us help you deduct those personal and relationship problems that are making you feel taxed. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Tax Day, we're talking about those, deducting those personal and relationship problems that are making you feel taxed.
Oh, come on. I think as soon as you said that, everybody just clenched.
Well, you know.
The problem is that, yes, today with that particular issue, a lot of people feel that clenching. But at other times, we feel that in certain relationships. Those times, perhaps, maybe even this coming weekend, where you have to be around that particular relative that just makes your shoulders go up around your ears. Maybe there's just particular situations when you're with somebody that it just stresses you out. You'd almost rather pay your taxes than be with that person. Sometimes our personal relationships can really stress us out, drain us, and leave us feeling like we don't know what to do. And we're here to help you figure out what to do today and connect with God's grace here on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And we're basically talking about problems. How do we approach problems in a way that enables us to overcome the obstacles and resolve them? And you might think, well, you know, every problem is different. How could you possibly just approach all problems in the same kind of way? Well, of course, every problem requires a different kind of solution, but there are certain mindsets and certain ways of thinking about problems that enable us to break them down and identify solutions more effectively than other ways of thinking about personal and relationship problems. And so we're helping you develop that spiritually solution-focused mindset that enables you to see the various challenges you're facing in your life and relationships with a new light, with new insights, and with some new tips for overcoming those obstacles so that you can experience the solutions God has in His heart for you. 877-573-7825. Call up and share, are you dealing with a personal or relationship problem that you're not sure how to handle? When you think about addressing that issue, do you feel maybe a little stuck? Or maybe a little more than a little stuck? Maybe it feels like the things you've tried to do either aren't working or just making things worse. Maybe you feel tempted to settle because you're not sure how to overcome that obstacle standing between you and where you'd like to be. Well, on this tax day, let us help you find grace-filled ways to deduct. I can say that. To duck. Quack.
Different duck.
Thank you. It's all right. We're going to take it out in the editing. We don't have to.
Right, Eric, you can do that.
Three,
is in live.
Two, one. On this tax day, let us help you find grace-filled ways to deduct those problems from your bottom line and start seeing returns on your efforts.
No, you're working hard on this metaphor today.
Yeah, I'm flogging this metaphor.
Yeah.
877-573-7825. Once again, that's 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're wondering, well, you know, what is that? Why should I care? And how could it possibly help me deal with the problems that I'm facing in my life and relationships? Well, you've come to the right place. So St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections that looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's work in creation, especially his design of our bodies and the way he works with us through salvation history.
You know, when we're faced with a problem, our natural tendency is to allow ourselves to be limited or even defined by the obstacles we see in our path. That literally makes the problem-solving parts of our brain just shut on down, causing us to feel stuck and be tempted to settle. When that happens, the theology of the body reminds us to step back and think about the big picture. In the face of an obstacle, instead of giving up, the Christian's job is to pray, "Lord, I believe you have an answer that will satisfy this ache in my heart. I don't know what to do, but I place myself in your hands. Show me the next step and teach me what to do." Then we need to keep praying this every day as God reveals his answer step by step.
Yeah, and that step-by-step piece is really important because we have a tendency to want God to just show us the whole answer all at once.
Or just fix it. When we first got married, my go-to was kind of like, "God, I don't know what to do. You fix it." And I didn't really get the concept of asking him what the next step should be and cooperating with his grace.
That's right. But God wants to walk with us step-by-step through the solution so that we can use the problems we're facing, yes, to resolve those issues, but also to draw closer to him. So the theology of the body reminds us that we live in this tension between what it calls historical man and eschatological man. And that's to say that we're caught between what is and how God's working to make things new in Christ. So obviously there are lots of things that stand between how the world works and how God wants it to work. And it's tempting to just throw up our hands and say, "Well, there's nothing we can do." But, you know, with God's grace, there's always something we can do, some small next step, even if it isn't obvious at first. Christians need to learn to understand that obstacles are really just opportunities for God's power to be revealed as we allow him to work in us, through us, and with us. And look, no, we can't accomplish any of this on our own. And sure, there are some goals that might not be accomplished in this lifetime, but having this more eschatological, or to put it another way, spiritually solution-focused mindset allows us to imagine possibilities in the face of our obstacles and strive toward those instead of putting limits on God's grace. It allows us to hope and strive for more than what we can see through our own eyes and begin to see those challenges and problems through God's eyes. So let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Are you dealing with a personal or relationship problem that you're not quite sure how to handle? When you think about addressing that issue, do you feel a little stuck? Maybe there are certain things that you've tried to do that aren't working or are just making things worse. Perhaps you feel tempted to settle because you're not sure how to overcome the obstacles standing between you and where you'd like to be. Well, you know, on this show titled Tax Day, we want to help you find grace-filled ways to deduct those problems from your bottom line and start seeing returns on your efforts. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and let's start taking your calls after that. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you those challenges in our personal life and in our relationships that we are longing to see change, but we're not quite sure what to do about. We ask you, Lord, to help us to know how to respond to those things in ways that enable us to begin to see these problems through your eyes and identify step by step what you are calling us to do in the face of those challenges. We ask you, Lord, to resolve those issues in your time, but in the immediate circumstances, help us to see the next step and then the next step after that and to see how you are walking with us to show us how you want to work with us and in us and through us, to reveal your power and glory and lead us to the solution that you have in your heart for us. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Tax Day, as we talk about deducting those personal and relationship problems that are making you feel taxed. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Patricia, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Hampshire.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Good morning. Lifelong Catholic, I have a situation in my office with the office manager, and I preference this by saying I start my day off with the Holy Rosary, and when I get into the office, I ask the Holy Spirit to guide my thoughts, my words, and my actions in dealing with this particular woman. She walks in immediately. I can feel anxiety rising up in me, and I pray immediately, but she's overbearing. She is always correcting me. She constantly is talking and about nothing all day. She criticizes.
Patricia, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to make sure I know what your power is in this situation. Eric has on the board that you're actually the owner of the business?
Yes, I'm a small office dentist, and she runs my front desk.
Okay. But you're her boss.
Yes, I'm her boss.
Okay.
But she doesn't
think
so. Okay, go
ahead.
She doesn't think so.
Yeah.
She doesn't think so, and she's also a Catholic. She talks over me. She talks through me. When I say something, she corrects me in front of patients. She constantly is butting into conversations I have with patients at the desk.
So this is a very obnoxious behavior and not a very good representation of who you want to be to your patients. So what have you done so far to address it with her, if anything?
I have done nothing because she's very good at what she does. So I just hold my nose, and I'm constantly praying throughout the day. Lord, give me strength. Holy Mother, please hold my hand. What do I do?
So what's stopping you from because you say she's good at what she does. So I understand that she does the tasks of her job well.
Correct.
But a big part of that job, though, is especially in the front office, is representing you well to your patients, and she's not doing that job well.
And she's driving you nuts.
So ultimately she's not performing well, basically. I mean, even though she does the billing stuff or whatever. So what's stopping you from, for example, putting her on a performance improvement plan or letting her know that this is unacceptable, and if she, you know, doesn't improve in the next, you know, 30 days or whatever, you're going to have to let her go?
I have approached her on two occasions. One seems simple enough, but she's constantly talking to herself and singing out loud all day and sighing. And I said, Joanne, what is going on that you keep doing this? And she turns to me and she snapped at me and she said, well, that's not appropriate for you to be asking me this. Maybe I should get my things and just leave. And if she leaves, you know, it's hard to find somebody who's good at what they do. So I overlook her personality and her overbearance.
Okay. Yeah, I think you can. And I completely understand it. I mean, as somebody who runs a, you know, large pastoral counseling practice, I can understand how difficult it can be to find somebody to run those aspects of your office. I would start advertising for somebody and start interviewing people so that you have somebody in place. And I would also write up a performance plan, right? And so I would, at the point where, you know, I'm starting to interview people, I would give her a paper that just spells out, these are the things that I expect to see from you over the next 30 days.
Now, any boss, any company does performance reviews yearly on their employees so they know where they're meeting expectations and where they are not.
But I think that, you know, by having somebody, by starting to interview people to take the position, maybe you'll find somebody who has a better personality, maybe, and you'll just be able to say, look, this isn't working out, and let her go. But either way, I think you need to be clear about what your expectations would be. and spell it out for her. She's threatening you because she knows that she can bully you out of it, but she needs the job as much as you need her to have the job. And so I think that you have to kind of be willing to step in and be clear that, look, this is what I need to see from you moving forward, because you're not representing me or this practice well to our patients. I respect you. I think you do an excellent job with these particular tasks, but that's not the whole job. The whole job is how you represent me and you know,
and
support.
The climate you create in this office between the two of us and with everyone that we are serving.
And that's not working for me. And so you need to be very clear about that, because otherwise, you know, she's going to do what she's doing, take complete advantage of you and sort of, in some ways, ruin the whole practice.
No, and very much so, because when you think about it, you know, Patricia, thank you for the work that you do. There are fewer and fewer people who will take on that career because it is so difficult. But most people are very nervous when they walk into a dental practice. And most of the dentists I know, one of our neighbors is one of the most wonderful dentists I've ever met, so I have some experience on knowing how this is done well. When you have patients that are nervous, they want to walk into a serene, calm situation that'll help bring down their anxiety. And if your front desk person is creating all this upheaval and literally, like, the tension in the office is palpable, it's working against your patients and it's working against your practice. People say, oh, I'll go somewhere else. I don't want to be around that. So it's really important that you do that performance review written out the way that Greg said and really start interviewing, putting an ad out there and start interviewing. I mean, if she turns around after the performance review, excellent, but it doesn't sound like she has
well,
that
and if she, yeah, and I know, I get why you're afraid for her to just pack up her stuff and go. But I think if she threatens that, I want you to have the courage and faith to say, well, then, that if that's what you feel like you need to do, then that's what you feel like you need to do, because you know you're praying, right? And at some point, though, you have to also trust God to step out in faith and take advantage of that grace that you're receiving through that prayer to do something, because you know that's how prayer works. You know, we pray. And God gives us grace to cooperate with so that we can do the thing that we're afraid to do, and that we can let him work in us and through us. And so I think the next step here is to take advantage of that grace that God is giving you to do the steps that you need to do to be a good employer, to call her on to be a better employee, and if she threatens to leave, let her go, trusting that God will provide that. And I realize that's easy for me to say. I understand that. And again, as somebody who manages my own practice, I get it. But that kind of behavior isn't worth putting up with. So she can either improve or she can go. And the prayers that you're saying every day, let God give you the grace to step out and be that employer that you need to be for your sake, for the sake of your practice, for the sake of your patients, and for her sake, too. Patricia, thank you so much for the call. And if there's more we can do to support you through this, don't hesitate to reach out to us here. Or, you know, if you find that you need some personalized help in developing that confidence and that more commanding presence, then I encourage you to work with us through CatholicCounselors.com in particular, with Rachel Isaac, who specializes in psychology of success and works in our success and performance coaching practice at CatholicCounselors.com.
And Rachel is actually running right now, one Friday a month, a confidence cohort that you can just join and be part of that group to really up that confidence so you can be the best woman and the best employer that you can possibly be and feel a little bit more, a whole lot more confident in doing those things without worrying about your employees or anyone else bullying you.
You can learn more about that at CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we have to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls on our show titled Tax Day as we talk about deducting those personal and relationship problems that are making you feel taxed. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute. He'll be sharing some insights from Scripture on how we can stand fast in the face of trial. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
The devil will always do his best to tempt you into sin until you get to that place where you love sin. That's what he wants. He wants you down there with him. And not because he loves you, he hates you. When you do what the enemy tempts you to do, he does it out of pure hatred.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Tax Day, as we talk about deducting those personal and relationship problems that are making you feel taxed. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Bill Donahue from the Theology of the Body Institute. Bill, welcome to More to Life.
Good morning to you both, and I just want to commend you on that pun of the day and the theme.
Thank you. Thank really you. We are flogging that to death. It's a lot of fun. We're helping you deduct the problems from your bottom line and start seeing returns on your efforts. Oh, the cleverness of me. Yeah.
You know, Bill, I feel like you're one of the only people who could really appreciate
all right,
that.
All right, all right. Hey, I am right here. But anyway.
You're also an incredibly wise man, so thank you for joining us today.
And you wanted to share some insights from the prophet Isaiah on what it means to sort of set our face like flint in the face of the challenges and trials we encounter.
Yes, yes. This is the prophet who was, roughly 600 years before Jesus and spoke about the suffering servant to come. And man, these are intense words from him about setting his face like flint and passion narratives coming this most emotional of weeks with our Lord entering into the final days. So yeah, this expression I think is very helpful to us when we come across the challenges because our Lord did it too. Setting your face like flint is this expression of, you know, the stone. And some of us who are older think of flint stones as a whole other thing. But I'm trying to join Greg in the humor today.
There you go.
But you're setting your face in a sense like you can spark a fire off of flint, right? You can begin a fire that way if you're out in the woods camping. And so this is an amazing moment where the Lord is pressing in. I'm going to keep that resolve even when there is conflagration, even though there's a bit of a fire, and I'm going to move forward. Jesus is approaching this cross with the will to do what the Father wants. And I think when we come up against our own issues and our problems, this verse about setting our face towards Jerusalem, like our Lord, or setting our face like flint, like Isaiah talks about, it can help us sort of bring the rest of us, right? Our will can guide our emotional life, even when it's in turmoil, our will to decide, I'm going to do what the Lord's calling me to do. So it's a great, powerful word from Isaiah and lived out by Jesus.
And, you know, I think that as we talk about this, the idea of setting your face like flint, you know, it The image to me means being willing to persevere in the face of those trials and not just kind of giving up and saying, you know, all right, well, this is the best I can do, so I'm just going to throw it away now. I mean, I think that when we're faced with that temptation, we need to first go back to God and really discern, okay, Lord, what do you want to make of this? And really reflect on that instead of just trying to avoid the problem. But then once we've identified those next steps, then pursuing that path, even though it seems like things aren't going great, you know, we want to keep moving in that direction that God is leading us to move, even when we feel like there's a struggle there. I mean, very much like our own way of the cross, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, with our Lord becoming flesh, he's gone before us. He's done it all, including he's felt the anxiety. Right in Gethsemane, that Holy Thursday night, he actually says, "Father, if this cup can pass from me, you know, but not my will, yours be done." So Jesus even allows us to have all those feelings, to have all that trepidation and anxiety, but it's connected to the will, it's connected to the Father's love, and to trust. So just an amazing thing that our Lord has done this. It's not just a word dropping out of the clouds, but he's lived it in the flesh.
Amen. Bill, we got about a minute or so. Are there other things coming up with the Theology of the Body Institute that you want to let our listeners know about?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that. We're pressing into some online work with TOB1. Right now, we're live with that course. We've got online courses, TOB1 again, coming up in a month or so. And in just a couple of months, the Poets for the Kingdom course I'll be teaching on C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien this first week of August. So very excited about that.
Fantastic stuff. And for learning more about how the Theology of the Body can impact your life and relationships, check out the TOB Institute at tobinstitute.org, tobinstitute.org. Bill, thanks again for being with us today. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Our show today is titled Tax Day, as we talk about deducting those personal and relationship problems that are making you feel taxed. If you're dealing with a struggle that you're not quite sure how to handle, if you feel a little stuck addressing some problem in your life or relationships, and you're looking for new insights, let us help you start seeing returns on your efforts today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. We'll be back with more of your calls coming up right after this.
What does the Catholic Catechism teach about divorce? The Church does not permit divorce in a valid marriage because she is firmly adhering to the rules set down by her founder. Jesus Christ made it very clear that a sacramental valid marriage was not to be dissolved. Whoever divorces his wife, he declared, and marries another, commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Therefore, the Church maintains a second marriage cannot be recognized as valid if the first marriage is valid. The Catechism tells us if the divorced are remarried civilly, they find themselves in a situation that objectively contravenes God's law. In such a situation, they may not receive Eucharistic communion as long as this situation persists. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
We just did our parish mission a couple weeks ago now, and I suggested that in the course of the mission that we do something like a little mini spiritual assessment of our lives. I don't have to show this to anybody, but a great chance for us just with real honesty, just between us and Jesus, ask ourselves some questions. First question, given the fact that half of Catholics don't think God is even personal, would be to ask ourselves that. Do I think God is personal? And then to ask myself, do I think a relationship with Jesus is possible? Do I have a relationship with Jesus? And if so, what's it look like? And then perhaps a little bit more awkwardly or painfully to ask Jesus from his perspective, what's the friendship that we have with him look like? How would he describe our friendship with him? That might be a hard conversation to have.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. No matter how old our kids are, they'll always want our love. They'll always crave our approval, a word of encouragement, any sign that lets them know that we think they're showing some strength, doing something right, or at least trying to pursue something worthwhile. No matter how damaged a relationship, every adult child wants to know that their parents are proud of them for something. We need to remember this. It's critical that parents of adult kids look for the good intentions behind the things our adult kids are doing and try to express our pride in the efforts they're making to pursue those good things. That can be hard to do, especially if we disapprove of the way they're pursuing those intentions, but learning how to do this is the first step in being mentors to our adult children. To learn more, check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Tax Day, as we talk about deducting those personal and relationship problems that are making you feel taxed. Get it? See what I did there? 877-573-7825. Are you dealing with a personal or relationship problem that you're not sure how to handle? You know, when you think about addressing that issue, maybe you feel a little stuck. Or does it seem like the things you've tried to do aren't working, or maybe even making things worse? If you're feeling tempted to settle because you're not sure how to overcome those obstacles standing between you and where you'd like to be, we want to help you find grace-filled ways to respond to those challenges and start seeing some returns on your efforts. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to step on you there.
No, I don't
know. You've pressed this metaphor, but it's such an important metaphor. I was just saying to you this weekend, we were watching something on one of these streaming services that we pay for, but still have to see the commercials. And they kept
running
all these commercials for all these tax services and things you can use. And I said to you, I cannot wait till this season is over. Just watching the commercials makes me tense. Are you feeling that way? Like you would like to just avoid a person or a problem you have with that person, whether it's a kid that's irritating you and you start to get tense when you know they're coming home from school, whether it's those situations with your spouse, other people you're dealing with, like our first caller, Patricia, who's having problems with an employee. If you're feeling tense, if you want to avoid it so badly, give us a call today so we can connect you with good skills and God's grace. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. We're talking right now with Deborah, who's listening to EWTN Radio in St. Louis on Covenant Radio.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Basically, my husband has put a restraining order on me. My relationship is really taxed this season. And we have a counselor, marriage counselor, that we have been going to. But my husband keeps focusing on me and the counselor is really for me, but I've always had him included. And I'm just wondering if it's okay if we go and see the counselor this Friday to keep the appointment. I hope he will keep the appointment. But I've been living in my car, so I'm just been waiting for a court date for the restraining order. I knew he was going to put one on. He doesn't want to discipline the kids, so he puts the kids ahead of our relationship. And it's always been that. We've been married 34 years, and he is always not wanting to discipline the kids. And the kids end up abusing me, like, mostly verbally, sometimes physically.
How old are your kids, Deborah?
30 and 33, so got through that. It wasn't as bad. And now I have a 19-year-old, 17-year-old, and a 16-year-old. The 16-year-old is my favorite. That's Gabriel, and I love him to death, but he's the hardest on me.
And do you have an attorney engaged in this situation for yourself right now?
No, because I can't really afford one. So I'm trying to go through, like, St. Martha's Inn to see if I can find an attorney.
Yes, please
I didn't
try
to find
an attorney.
I didn't want to do a restraining order because I don't want to be like that, so I didn't do that.
Well, it is, now I'm not a lawyer, and I understand that, you know, but your marital assets are community property, so you do have a right to the money that your household has. And if you can contact a lawyer, that attorney can see to getting paid through your, you know, for your family resources. You definitely need to have an attorney. And you know, you're asking, should you go to your appointment on Friday? Absolutely, you should go to your appointment on Friday. I my heart breaks for you, and obviously there's a lot of history here and a lot of complicating stuff going on. And I can't even begin to you know, kind of wander into that. But what I can say to you is that whatever you're doing, you know, as you know, heartfelt as it is, isn't working. And you're going to have to be open to changing in some significant ways in order to work in this family system. I hope that your husband will go to the counseling, but whether he does or not, I want you to stay with it and keep working on it to begin to identify the ways that you can start to change the system. You know, there's something called system theory. And systems theory basically talks about how one person can change the system that they're participating in, whether it's a marriage or family life, by changing their own behavior. We can't control what other people do, but we can significantly influence their behavior by our response. We ultimately teach people how to treat us. And so I understand that there's a fundamental difference about the way you and your husband approach your kids, and that you feel that he doesn't discipline them, and I'm guessing that he assumes that you come on too strong. That's a fairly common dynamic, although this is an extreme example of that. Nevertheless, whatever your approach is, by being willing to look at it and start to change some of those approaches, you can begin to teach your husband and your children to treat you differently. And I think we're going to have to find ways to build that from the ground up, and that's why it's going to be important for you to stick with your counselor that you're working with.
Yes. Whether the husband shows up or not on Friday, you stick with that.
Because, you know, obviously there's a lot of rebuilding that has to be done in your own relationship with your children and with, hopefully with your husband. But either way, especially with the kids, and you definitely need to seek counsel from an attorney.
Yes, and I realize that if you're living in Missouri, which I believe is where you are, it's not an automatic community property state, but you are still able to get the community property, the marital assets, when you go through a divorce, and you need an attorney to make sure that you do that. Because if you're just walking away from this and living in your car and not getting the help from an attorney who can work this all out for you and continue to work with the therapist, because the therapist may need to provide information to your attorney to show, you know, a judge what's been done here, your good faith efforts, things like that. So you want to make sure you're engaging in this so that you're fairly represented and not just left living in your car.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Deborah. We've added you and your family to our More to Life prayer list. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach back out to us here on the program. But please do stick with your counselor and contact an attorney who can help you find out how to pay him through the marital assets. With that, we are taking a call from Cindy, who's listening in Alexandria, Virginia. Cindy, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi there. I'm calling because we have an adult daughter who's 36, and she has lived with us some since COVID, except for the past year, but she's getting ready to move back in. And we all feel that it's best if we have our own places, but financially that's not possible. And she's we're wondering how to best support her and guide her to taking the steps to get a job. She actually works for us part-time because we have teenagers with disabilities, so that she's paid through their Medicaid waivers. And so she needs that income, but it does produce a complicating factor. And in fact, she's very, very good at it, to the point where, you know, I feel she'd be an excellent special ed teacher. But there's just been a real challenge for her to take the next step for several years
so
now.
What,
and I believe
what's the issue in her life that's preventing her from, you know, being a 36-year-old adult woman?
That is perplexing to us. Well, there was some tragedy in our family 10 years ago. We lost our oldest son, which is her younger brother. And that's where we started to kind of see things unravel a bit. And I think perhaps that's never been dealt with. And then she did have some additional challenges after that, breakup with boyfriend, loss of job, and so on.
Do you think she's depressed, Cindy?
I think depression slash anxiety, yes. I'm not sure which it is or if there's a difference.
And has she sought counseling for any of this?
We have paid for counseling at one point, and she claimed it wasn't very helpful. She has seemed to be willing, but not to the point of actually doing it, even though we'll say we'll pay for it. You know, we can help you find someone. It's just hard for her to take a next step. And we're at a point of like, well, what do we do? Do we require a next step? I mean, we really do feel, unfortunately, she wouldn't have a place to live if she didn't live with us. Like, we don't want her to be on the street.
Let me ask you this. I mean, like, is she incapable? Like, you know, because if you didn't let her move back, because here's the dynamic, all right? You described that you have a couple of kids who have disabilities, right. And in that family dynamic, very often, what some of the kids who don't have those disabilities can often find themselves in a position where they make themselves disabled to get more attention and care.
In some way.
Right. And it sounds to me like what's happening to some, I mean, you know, again, we've been talking for 30 seconds, so take it with a grain of salt, but it sounds to me like she's intentionally sabotaging her ability to launch because she's trying to come back home and get more nurturing from you.
Or even there's a possibility that she's coming back home for the complex reason of she needs more nurturing from you, but somehow she thinks because she's so good at helping her siblings that she's also nurturing you and helping you. So it can be very jumbled in her lack of reasoning of the whole thing.
But the problem, of course, is as an adult at 36 years old, she can't get that. She can't go back and be a kid again and get whatever it was that she's missing. She needs to heal that wound. And as long as you're willing to allow her to come back home, she's not going to grow up, right? And so I don't want her living on the street either. But I think that you want to look at, is she whether she does it or not, is there any physical or mental reason that she couldn't go out and get a job and succeed in life on her own? If there is not, then you need to let her wrestle with this. Because as long as she has the option to come back home and be cared for by you, that's what she's going to do.
Now, that's the hard line that you should probably be drawing. But if you really feel like that she's going to end up on the street and you don't feel like you can do that as her parents, especially when you've lost a child, it's absolutely terrifying to let another child have to work through this that much. I would strongly suggest you putting some very specific constraints around her moving back. Time limited. Is she actively working outside your home? Yes, it'd be wonderful if she went back to school and she got a special ed license. That would be fantastic. But I know from many of my friends who have special needs children, especially special needs adult children, they are desperate for caregivers. So if she's only caring for your special needs kids part of the time, she could be getting jobs doing that for other families that desperately, desperately need her help. She needs to be doing something to move herself forward in that way, and she needs to be going to a counselor in order to stay with you.
Well, and that's the key right there. It's not all these things that Lisa's listing, there are good things to do, but the point that she's making is you can't let her come back unless she's doing those things.
You have to hold her accountable for that, so you need a meeting with her.
I would say don't let her back in the house until she's made arrangements to be in counseling, mm-hmm. to get other jobs, to do, like, if you can support her while she's getting on her feet, but if you let her back in before she's made the efforts to get that job or to go back to school or to, you know, get that set up with that counselor, then she's not going to do it. So you have to have her do those things before you let her come back. Otherwise, you're going to just perpetuate the problem here. And I would honestly encourage, you know, when you're saying that you never really dealt with the loss of your son, this issue with your daughter, I would really encourage you to seek some counseling, you and your husband, to learn how to deal more effectively with all of this. And if you're looking for faith-filled ways to respond to these challenges, I encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. If you have somebody locally that you work with, then by all means, reconnect with them. But this is not something that you should have to handle on your own. This is something that's beyond what most families have to face. And
it's very complex.
And it's
very
important very complex. To seek professional help when you're going through a situation like
it
that.
It absolutely is, because it's a very complex situation, not only in your own grief, but sharing the grief of other family members, because everybody's grieving in their own way. Everybody's having their own thoughts about it. It can be very complex, and it can cause multiple complex issues. So I strongly, strongly urge you to get into some counseling for yourself and perhaps even family counseling in the situation.
You and your husband, for sure. Together.
For sure.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Cindy. If there's more we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or through CatholicCounselors.com. And we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825 on our show titled Tax Day, as we talk about deducting those personal and relationship problems that are making you feel taxed. 877-573-7825. As we go out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day. It comes to us from Matthew chapter 17, verse 20.
Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
And you know, this verse doesn't mean that we can go off and do any darn fool thing that we want to do and God will bless it. But it means that we need to first take time to discern, like we were talking about earlier, you know, to say, Lord, I believe that you have an answer that will satisfy the ache in my heart, but I don't know what to do. I place myself in your hands. Show me the next step and teach me what to do. And by having that receptive spirit and really listening to what God is saying to us, he will inspire us to take certain steps. And as we're taking those steps, that's where we need to be confident that God is working with us, moving toward that thing and setting our face like flint, as Bill Donahue was talking about in his segment. Because when we are prayerfully discerning the path that God would have us on and setting our face like flint, then we're doing what Jesus is talking about in Matthew 17:20, where we are having that faith the size of that mustard seed that can move mountains. And if you're wondering what the next step for you might be, then reach out and give us a call at 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls after this break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
How would you like to celebrate the Divine Mercy at the Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Poland on Divine Mercy Sunday? Well, you can. Steve Ray here, inviting you to join us in Poland as we follow the footprints of John Paul II, Maria Faustina, and Maximilian Kolbe. Daily Mass at the most iconic, beautiful churches and delicious local foods. Join us in April for Divine Mercy Sunday in Poland.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Tax Day, as we talk about deducting those personal and relationship problems that are making you feel taxed. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk to our next caller, who's calling from Missouri, listening on Covenant Network.
Hi, listener. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. I am just
having a hard time knowing how to navigate a relationship with my sister. She lives in another country, and she has a husband who is very narcissistic. He basically was verbally and emotionally abusive to her a year and a half ago, and she left him for about a month and was in the States. And we all tried, my family all tried to support her during that time. And he is now, and then she ended up going back to live with him after a month because he was threatening legal action to take the kids away from her. So she has been with him for the past year and a half, again, in another country. And we have been cut out of their lives. We have no contact with the kids. We have no contact with my sister. She has told my parents that they have to apologize for what they did when my sister left my brother-in-law, and all we did was try to support her and the kids.
Apologize to her or apologize to her husband to placate him?
To her husband. Yeah. He's demanding an apology from my parents for just supporting my sister when she was in an abusive relationship. My parents, we are all very Catholic. My parents have consulted therapists, priests, and attorneys, and there's nothing else that they know to do at this point. They've sent us for a written apology after several attempts to just talk to them and try to work things out in any other way. They did send a written apology, and it was rejected by my brother-in-law. So it's
really not about apologizing at all. It's really just
about control. He's trying to control.
So let me ask you,
be in charge.
You said you've been cut off. I mean, but obviously there was some kind of back and forth. Are you able to text with her or write to her?
No, she has blocked us all from any kind of text, phone calls. She will email occasionally. It's very rare. And the kids, we have no contact with my six nieces and nephews.
So you're asking what you can, I guess, what's your question specifically then?
Yeah. What do we do? Because we don't know how else to help her. We don't know how to reconnect. We've tried apologizing. I've apologized. My parents have apologized, and it's all still been rejected by him.
Yeah. I don't like you said, it's not about, I would stop apologizing at this point. I mean, you've done what you can do there. It's not about apologizing. It's about maintaining control.
And I would also caution you to not be writing apologies too much, because if she ever does find a way out of this and he tries to do something in a court of law, then he's got all these things that say, see, even her family agrees with me. So you want to be very cautious on how you handle those sorts of things.
I think the only thing, if you have email contact, I think that you want to maintain some sparing email contact and just keep it light. We love you. We were thinking about you the other day. I just wanted you to know that we were praying for you, or this thing happened in the family, and I just wanted to let you know about it. By maintaining minimal contact and keeping it light that way, you're letting her know that if she does become strong enough again to stand up to her husband, that you guys are still there for her. That's really the only thing you could do at this point. And I would say that you want to keep that up just to let her know that you're there, that you love her, that you're thinking about her, that you're continuing to pray for her, so that at some point, if she does develop the strength to step away again, she'll know that you're there and that she has a place to land.
But really hear what Greg is saying, because you want to keep it very light, because I can guarantee you a man this controlling is reading every single one of those emails. So if you say anything along the lines of, should you choose to leave him, oh, please come back to the States, it's going to trigger him, and it's going to make things worse for her. But if you're just like, hey, this is what's going on in the family. Oh, how are you doing?
We thought you'd
leave
want
it,
to know.
Yeah, leave it light so that she knows she has somebody out there in the world who cares about her should she ever find a way to get out of this situation.
It's maybe a once-a-month contact like that, just to keep the lines open, see how that goes. I wouldn't expect a response, but not getting a response is actually a positive response. If you get a rejection or, further feedback, that says don't contact me, we can talk more about that. But I would say for now, that's the best you can do, is to keep a line open that lets her know you're there for her, and that if she should want to change her mind and come back to the family, that she has a way to do that. So start with that. And if you let us know how that's going, you can feel free to reach out to us anytime here. I'm so sorry that this is going on. We've added your family to our Mortal
Horrible.
Life prayer list and asking God to give her the grace to be that strong woman of God that she needs to be to leave this very difficult situation. That's all the time we've got for today's program. You know, we've been playing with the idea of being taxed by all the different problems that are going on in our lives. But if you're looking for faithful ways to overcome those obstacles standing between you and the solutions that you're seeking, I encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. Until the next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Get out there and celebrate the life God has for you. And thanks so much for tuning in today. God bless.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.